And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Roland. I'm your host for this program. Today, we're going to talk about preparing for hard times. Preparing for very hard times. So let's begin. Now, what can I say? How can I get started to tell you how to prepare for hard times? Well, I'm going to talk about preparing spiritually and emotionally, but especially spiritually for the hard times to come. The best way that I know is to be awake. Is to be awake and aware. But alas, most people are not awake. They are asleep in their walking trance that most people walk around in. They can't see the handwriting on the wall, and they can't see why their life is a mess. They can't see why everything goes wrong, why their marriage falls apart, their relationships fall apart, why there are hard feelings between them and other people, or between them and their parents, or between parents and kids, why their kids are on drugs or in jail, why their kids are smoking marijuana. They can't see why their health is deteriorating. They can't see why their country is deteriorating. And they put their faith in the wrong places. They put their faith and their belief in the wrong entities. The wrong God, the wrong Borg, if you will, the wrong matrix. The very matrix, the very Borg, the very entity behind which stands an unholy principality and power that has slowly, but it inexorably, from the time they were born, led them astray and ruined their life, is also ruining the life of the family, of the city, of the country, of the world. So you have to wake up and see what is happening to you. You have to see it clearly. And the problem is now a couple of problems. Let me focus on the main problem. The main problem is now you are too lost in your thinking. See, as things get worse, and you get more and more confused, and you reach out to people. You reach out to your doctors, your psychiatrists, your pharmacists, your politician, your social workers. See? Your local minister, your teacher, your administrator, your expert. See, as you reach out to these people, they may have some nice little palliative care, but inevitably, they can't, it's like putting your finger in the hole in the dam. You remember the famous little fairy tale? The water is ready to come gushing through. Whatever they're doing, it's not working. And sometimes you go to one of them and you get the wrong advice. You get advice so bad that it actually messes you up. If you're given the wrong advice, the wrong medication, the wrong treatment, the wrong operation, or the operation goes awry, the vaccine somehow backfires. The financial advice is the wrong timing. Marriage advice they gave you doesn't work. Or they told you to go ahead and get a divorce and be free, and then you get a divorce and you're worse off than you were before, and so on. And you go to the educators and take a lot of classes and get a degree and send your kids off to public school, and somehow, it's not working. The family's not getting better. Health is not getting better. Society is not getting better. So, why is this happening? Because you are The worse things get, the more you tend to escape into your daydreams. The more you reach out to someone on the outside to save you, a false savior, and the more you escape into daydreams and pipe dreams and videos and movies and music to escape. And the more you escape, the worse things get. So the answer is to wake up from getting lost in your daydreams and your thoughts. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. My name is Roland. I'm your host for this program. We're talking about how to spiritually prepare and emotionally prepare for the times, the hardest to come. The problem is that too many people have become victims. Too many people have become victims. The whole country has been victimized one way or another and exploited. Victimized and exploited. To the point that people are demoralized and fatigued and all stressed out. And how are they going to recover? Well, they have to wake. You have to wake up to see what has been happening to you. To see just what has been happening to you. So the American people, how sad it is that we've been so abused and taken advantage of, and exploited. I don't have to go down the list of how we're being exploited, but look at what's happening now, for example. Look what's happening now. For example, look at this Ebola thing. There was no need to bring those people into the country. There was no need to allow them into the country. There was no need to treat them here. They should have been treated in Africa. See? And a long time ago, weeks ago, months ago even, but at least weeks ago, all travel from West Africa, flights from West Africa, and people with passports from those countries that are stricken with Ebola should have been stopped. It's that simple. Do you know that African countries are doing that? Do you know that there are at least 30, about 30 or more, something like 30 countries around the world, many of them in Africa, who have banned flights and travel? They've closed the borders from those places in Africa that have Ebola. And that's why some of the African countries have been very successful at keeping it out, but not us. Why? Why doesn't Mr. Obama could very easily have stopped the flights? Congress can do it, but they haven't. They have not. He has not. Why has he not? Why has he not? See, it's basic common sense. Protection of the American people. That's kind of basic, isn't it? And so it's been brought in. Okay? And so now, see, instead of closing the borders, instead of stopping flights from those areas, and instead of closing the southern border, where now that enterovirus is coming in, on the immigrants from Nicaragua and Honduras, places like that, coming in, it's infecting children in America. That is not good. So why is this being allowed? Why are the borders not closed? See, they should be. They should be closed. It's that simple. So we could go down the list of so many ways we've been exploited. And it goes back a long time. It goes back before Mr. Obama. It goes back to when George Bush was president, and even before that. But look at how the people are exploited by the drug makers, the pharmaceuticals. Look at how they're giving psychiatric meds to little children, even babies. This is a crime against humanity. See, look at the soaring in the rate of autism and learning disabilities and other disabilities. Look at it. See, and it's so obvious to see there's some kind of a connection with the vaccines. There has to be. See, many people are vaccine injured. They know they are. It's quite clear. They know it. Nevertheless, the vast majority of people are being exploited. It's big money. It's a gravy train for the pharmaceutical companies. It's a gravy train. But look, when we say pharmaceutical, who are we talking about? We're talking about managers and, see, vice presidents and district managers and employees and salesmen and saleswomen. We're talking about a whole bunch of people, see, that do not care, do not have a love of other people, and who are greedy and cowardly, and they just want, and mainly greedy and selfish, see, and they have no love for people, see. So, you know, you could go down the list on so many of these issues. So the sad part is that we're doing it to each other. You know, it's not just some nebulous one person. It's in so many ways people are doing it to each other. They're lying to each other, deceiving each other, fooling each other, tricking each other, exploiting each other. Exploiting. Okay? Well, what does it say? It says, in the Bible it said, they sowed to the wind and reaped the whirlwind. Another way of saying what goes around comes around. Another way of saying it is karma. See? And so I think it would be best to prepare for very, very hard times to come, frightening times to come. Everyone, many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Now, most people will not wake up. Most people will not wake up. But if a large enough percentage of people can wake up, then that would be very good. See, and if you were to wake up, well, first of all, then you could see where your allegiances are wrong, where your beliefs, where you're believing into the wrong people, where you're believing lies. See? And where you've been promoting and defending things which are simply not true. See? And the other thing is you will see where you have been sacrificing, see, your health or your beloved family or your children to a system. You'll see where you've been sacrificing them, sending them out like babes, like sending them out like sheep among wolves, like babes among wolves. See? You didn't see that in the past, or you didn't want to see it. See? But you have to wake up. Now it's a little painful. It's a little bit painful, or it can be very painful to the ego for us to see just how wrong we've been and how others have been hurt because of our selfishness and our foolishness and our lack of discernment. But see, you must. See, the pain only lasts a little while. Then after that, you become friends with conscience again. Then you're back in reality again. I'll never forget, I heard a nice man on the radio who became very famous, very successful. And he tells a story of when his daughter was a little girl, they took her to daycare. And his mom, I guess, took her a lot, but one time it was his turn to take her to daycare, so he took her to daycare, and then when they got to the daycare center, his little daughter clung around his neck. She had her arms around his neck and clung and wouldn't let go. She would not let go. She just clung and grabbed him as hard as she could to hang on to him. Something was wrong. Something was wrong. He knew in his heart that something was wrong. Now, most parents at that point will harden their heart. Even though the child is crying and says no and clings, they will push the child off into the daycare center. And there will be the smiling daycare person reassuring them that everything is fine and the daughter will be fine and everything is fine. See, and the parent will go away, will drive away and go to Starbucks to get their latte. But this man, in his heart, he knew that something was wrong. So he turned around and they drove away and he didn't take her there and he never took her there again. See? And then years later, he found out that some awful, terrible, terrible things were happening at that daycare center. Terrible things he found out later. But you see, by trusting his by waking up and staying awake and not shutting down his intuition, he saved his daughter. See, he preserved his daughter. And he did the right thing. And he was rewarded too. He became very famous, very rich. Very successful, very, very respected. And the minute I heard that, I knew he was a good guy because of that, see? Little things tell a lot. They say that angels can tell about a person by hearing the person say one word. They know all about the person. Well, it's these little moments in life when you as a mom, whether you take your child off and abandon your child somewhere or whether you keep your little child home with you, see, that can make all the difference in the world it can make. See? But if you ignore your intuition. So waking up involves becoming aware of our intuition, which you become aware of when you're awake and not lost in your daydreams. And when you're lost in your daydreams, you're lost in your thoughts down there. Your thoughts talk to you, voices talk to you, ideas come to you. What you want to hear come to you. Or the wrong ideas come to you, see? Or something you were taught, some pre-digested something you're taught that you apply now and it's the timing is all wrong, it doesn't work. But your intuition is just in time, it's fresh, it's spontaneous, it's intuitive, it's gut level, it's spiritual, it's wordless. See, that's what you need. And in that light, that intuitive light, then you begin to see what is really happening. See, then you stop being a victim. See? You stop being a victim. So how do you wake up? Well, first of all, you have to be willing to. You have to be willing to admit wrong. You have to be willing to be sorry in your heart. You have to be willing to be sorry. Okay? A lot of people don't want to be sorry. But you have to be willing to be sorry. And then you probably need a little help because you're so used to, so conditioned to being lost in your thoughts and being in a hypnotic trance. You need to wake up. See, so you need someone to say it very clearly, to say that you are lost in your daydreams and your thoughts, that you are a victim. And because you're a victim, your children have become a victim. And you're being misled by people who do not have leaders, who do not have leaders and experts, who do not have your best interests at heart. They themselves are deceived. See? Or they themselves know what is true, but they cover it up and hide it in order to exploit you and to reassure you. See, that's the classic sign of hypnosis, when you are reassured. So now just think about that. Whenever you go different places and you have a question, you begin to ask questions, do you get real answers or do you get reassurance to keep you in your trance? See? So you need a little help to wake up, and that's where the meditation comes in, which I will tell you about after this important announcement. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Roland. I've been helping people 25 years. And here I am. Now, I have developed some meditations. And you need to get one of them. Hard times are coming. We don't know how it will come, but the country is very vulnerable right now. The country is very vulnerable. And things could go awry. So you need to be spiritually prepared so that you won't freak out and come unglued, see, and then hide in an even deeper trance. So so the meditation is very simple. I have several of them. You might want to start with, if you go to my website, commonsensecounseling.org, and look under resources, the very first thing in the drop-down menu is mental clarity. Mental clarity. Okay, so you go to commonsensecounseling.org, click on the resources tab, look for mental clarity, click on it, and then you will see there's a meditation there. A couple of lectures, actually, also. A little video, and a two-part meditation is like 7 minutes long. And that's what you need. You need it. It very quickly shows you how to get out of from being lost in thoughts. Come back to the moment where the birds are singing and reconnect with your intuition. I recommend it. Now, it won't work for you if you don't want to wake up, but if you do, it'll work. It'll help you. It'll help you to begin to have insight and understanding about what is happening to you, okay? And to reclaim your own ground of being and your own powers, okay? Your own self-sovereignty, okay? Now, the other meditation I have is called the 5-minute meditation for stress. 5-minute meditation. And I think it'll be under the meditation tab, 5 minutes. It's also free. They're free. They are free, and that one is also quite nice and has a little lecture to go along with it. I think it's about 5 minutes long, and it has a little lecture, so those would be excellent. And of course, I have my other meditations are all excellent in my books, but you need something to get started. You need something to get started right away, tout de suite, as they say in French, right away. Okay, you need to get started right away. So go to commonsensecounseling.org, click on the resources tab, look for mental clarity, click on it, there it is. How to get out of being lost in thoughts. Okay, it's my gift to you. Take advantage of it, okay? My name is Roland, and I shall be right back. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living, and I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. I heartily recommend that you try the little meditation and see if it'll help you. And I know it will if you're ready and you want to wake up, so that you can become recentered, okay? That's the idea, to become recentered and regrounded in the present. It's that simple. So go to commonsensecounseling.org and check it out. And also look at the other resources that we have for you there. I don't work for this station. I buy the airtime. I do this as a volunteer to help people. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing and a creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.